Hi, I'm Kiara.
And I'm Kurt.
Welcome to Kiara and Kurt After Dark.
You mean Kurt and Kiara After Dark?
Ugh, let's just call it CAD. This is an unfiltered place to come to hopefully have a laugh, let your hair down, have a wine, and not take everything so seriously.
Oh, really?
So let's get into it, and we hope that you enjoy this week's podcast. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Welcome back. Kurt, you've got something on your neck. You gotta stop jiggling that microphone around. You just move it every time. Oh my gosh, every time we start, you like jiggle it around. You meant to jiggle around beforehand. Yep, now it's there. Now it's like just a bit of fluff.
Oh, great.
Anyone who's watched the latest vlog will know Kurt's just got so many more grey hairs now.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
So funny. I'm sorry if I seem a little bit flat today, guys. It's because Kurt gave me his sickness. He was so sick last week. And he has...
I was sick for one day.
Yeah, well, today's my first day that I've been, like, bad. And I haven't been in bed all day, so I feel like I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, but I've done everything I can, too.
What do you mean? You're out planting plants, like, half an hour ago. And I was getting...
I got my mum to come watch the kids.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but, like, then they left. And you were still out there needing to wash up and do this and hose my ute.
The yard can stay cooked forever then. It had to, what do I do? Is when do I get time with the ute?
No, because I was sick. That's what I'm saying.
That's,
yeah. Anyways, today's Kurt's only day off. He worked yesterday. So I was like, yes, it's meant to be a sunny day. Like, we're going to have a nice day. I woke up this morning, I was sick, and it's like pouring down rain all day.
Yeah. And I don't necessarily like
digging. Oh, you love it. Planting. You love it.
I like the end result.
You love it. Kurt's drinking a beer. I'm drinking a coffee. I'd probably be having a beer with you today if I wasn't feeling like this, but...
Pussy, non-pussy.
I would rather... I'd rather have my cold and flu tablets. I've got the weirdest stomach. Like, if I have tablets... No, if I have tablets and alcohol, I, like, guaranteed just spew up everywhere. So it's just not even worth trying for me. So I'll stick to my coffee. This is, like, my third or fourth one today. It's quite nice.
Well, this is my first beer... But it won't be my last.
Oh, God. So, I remember you on the way home the other day were like, I have something we can talk about.
Oh, I forgot what was it?
Something about jobs.
Yeah. That, I don't know how I was really good the other afternoon. I was going to talk about, you know, sort of.
Forgotten?
Yeah, it was about jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
Crickets in the background because you're taking so long to think.
I don't fucking know. I forgot.
Okay. What was it? It's come to him, I think.
Yeah, it's about jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're saying about your job, but I was just saying some people don't get to choose what job they necessarily want. You were just lucky to be able to...
Oh, this is a good debate.
No. No, it's not lucky, but it was good to...
I have so many sides to this.
Yeah, I know, but if they didn't have me or someone like me, it would have been hard to do all that with no money.
Mm. Yeah, but I reckon I still would have done it because I'm a stubborn as fuck person. And when I have something in my head, like, I just want to do it. But I know what you're saying. Like, I had the opportunity because I had you there. But yeah, it's like I had the opportunity in one way and then...
It was like if it failed, it didn't matter.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Correct.
But if that was in real life, it would be a hectic.
But that's a lot of people in that circumstance. They're still at home. They're just at, like, I shouldn't say just at uni, but they're at university. Like, people who don't have the like, you know, I guess have mortgages to pay and stuff like that. Like, we have a mortgage to pay, which is
Yeah. And then you couldn't just go, oh, I'm just going to stop all that and just do this and hopefully in a year it makes money.
Yeah. But then in my own defense, a lot of people...
I'm not making it bad.
No. I just thought this is like, when he said it the other day, I was like, oh, this would be a good debate. Like, I feel like we'll debate and go back and forth on this, which is good. But I feel like a lot of people... So I had Miller. She was 4 months old. I was on maternity leave, so I still had my job. And I made the choice to go, I'm going to try to take an opportunity here and make something from being at home, which it wasn't. Even by the time my maternity leave was up, it still wasn't at that place where I was making the same amount of money as I was my full-time job. But then you gave me that shot and you're like, just keep at it. Because I was like, I love this. I don't want to go back to work. I want to pursue this.
Yeah, that's where my...
Yeah, you came into play. But then I think on my own end, hopefully in like 5 years time or 10 years time, I can get you back one. I can be in, hopefully.
And I'll fully abuse
yeah,
it
well,
too.
Hopefully, thanks. Hopefully I'm financially in the spot, like with all, you know, I have so many goals and things that I want to do. And hopefully one day, like I get there, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And hopefully one day I can go, here you go, Kurt, we're making enough money now financially for you to give your dreams a shot. Because like I'm living my dream. I'm doing right now what I wanted to do. And I'd love to do that for you. But I feel like the difference between you and
my
I, but
goal
I,
is
what? Oh, don't even go there. But I feel like the difference between you and I is I knew what I wanted to do. Like I started doing it, and I was like, "This is me. This is what I want to do. I love it." Whereas until you find that thing and you're like getting frustrated because you don't have enough time to do it, you're probably not going to get that feeling. Like I started doing this, and I was like, "Wow! Like I really want to do it." And I got like I remember like. Getting annoyed when I wasn't doing it in a day because I felt like it was the one thing that I was doing for me. So when I had a day and I wasn't doing it, I was like, oh, like I just want to be able to pick up the camera and film and be creative and make something.
Yeah.
But hopefully one day you find that thing. Because I feel like, yeah, his people always say that too. They go, how do you find like the thing that you want to
yeah,
do?
You had the time.
To try it.
To try.
Yeah.
To try.
Yeah.
And the
but
support.
Support. I did have the support. I definitely did. And I always say that. Like, I'm so grateful and thankful. But, yeah, no, I always have people ask me, like, how do you find what that thing is that you want to do? And this is, like, a great example. Kurt still doesn't know. Like, he loves his job. And he's in the position now in his job where you've always kind of wanted to be. So you're doing
yeah.
really well at it and you're really enjoying it. And I think because it's, like, hard. Like, your job role is really hard. You're really enjoying it. But he's
in
still...
ways, in other ways, it's not hard.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But I feel like still, you still haven't had that thing where you're, like, that's like I love doing that and I want to do that every day, all day. You know what I mean? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you work because it's a great job. Like it's a fantastic job, but it's not like that something where you like go, I love my job. Like
yeah, I just like being the boss, not so much plumbing, but who really does like
yeah.
like working.
And that's even with my job. There's parts of my job that I love and parts of my job that I really don't like. Like there's all those, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's still things that I have to do that I really don't like doing in order to be able to do my job.
Yeah, that is every single
that's
thing.
That's it. That's every single job in the world. There's still parts of, you know.
That is it.
That is it. That is life.
Are you going to cut that part?
No, I'm going to leave it in there. And I guess something that I needed and did have as well was your financial support. So initially starting, you need to be able to buy a camera, buy like, you know, there's a few things. It's not massive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but and then time.
But time's like, always yeah. been a struggle of mine. Time's never been something that's come easy because I've always had kids since I started. So time has kind of been on my own hand. I've gotten up earlier or gone to bed later
yeah.
to find the time to do it. Yeah, but it's...
Because
it's
you like doing it, it'd be hard for someone else to do it
yeah,
if they didn't like doing
that's
it and then they just had to get up.
That's it, because I always have people go as well, like, how do you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning or how do you stay up really late and do that? And it's like, because I'm passionate about it and I love it, I want it, like... Yeah, I just love doing it and I want it to be done and I want to, I don't know, I guess when I set goals and stuff like that too, I want to reach them. Like if I say I'm going to upload Monday to Friday this week, I'm going to upload Monday to Friday that week. Like I don't just not turn up with a video. Like you guys know if something happens one day and I don't video up, like something's wrong. Unless YouTube's had a glitch. That's happened a few times.
Glitch?
Glitch, but you guys...
That's what we're blamed it on every time.
Oh, gosh. exposed.
This is a roar.
Roar. Oh, roar. Animal sounds.
Oh, is it too early?
So Kurt's been in the backyard planting today. What type of plants
yes.
are they?
I don't know.
They're the ones that you see everywhere in Bali.
Yeah, they're like, it's like a palm. It's like a big fan sort of leaf on
fan
it.
Fan palm.
It'd be like, yeah, it reminds me of like the gods. And then, like, someone fanning them with that
no,
leaf.
No, that is
and then
totally
giving
not
them
the leaf.
The grapes.
That is totally not the leaf.
Really?
No, not at all.
I feel like it's
nope.
the leaf.
Nope, that's definitely not the leaf.
What's that
it's
leaf?
It's like just a giant leaf. It's definitely not that leaf. So there Kurt was, out in the pouring rain with his dad. Shoveling these new trees in.
Yeah, well they gotta be in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta put them in.
Yeah, you
straight
can't
away.
Just leave them out.
Well, who knows? All my plants fucking die.
Anyway,
so
yeah.
We'll
see how these
know.
Ones
maybe
go.
You do leave them out.
Dry them out first. Going back to the job thing for a second though.
Okay, let's go back.
Let's go back there. Let's debate again. So when you first started and chose your career, though, you had the choice to pick whatever you wanted to pick, and you didn't have the responsibilities back then.
No, but then the older you get...
So you had the same opportunity that I had, but you had it with your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you don't...
Does that make
sense? Older you, yeah, but you don't... The older you get, the more you get to know things.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people that are like 40 or 50 and go, I still don't know what my passion is. I still don't know what I want to do. So I feel like I'm lucky in that sense. I feel like I'm lucky that I tried new things and found what I really like to do.
You got to try it out.
Yeah, well, you got a choice back then to try out. Can you stop moving the microphone? That's really annoying. You got the chance back then to try out whatever you wanted to do. You know what I mean? And I feel like you have. Like, you've done boxing, surfing, skating. There's so many different, like, things that you've done. But you've just never pursued them.
It's just on the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, my gosh. So I feel like I should really give myself a pat on the back.
What? I don't know how we spun this around.
I'm a very good debater.
It's not
but you know what I'm saying, though?
It's purely like getting... always chasing compliments.
Oh, no, but I tell you all the time. I'm so grateful and I'm so happy for that. And, like, even, you know, if I'm ever like, I really need to edit this or do that, you're like, yes, wait. Like, just go do it. I know. I appreciate that.
All the time.
I'm
always. I'm so...
Yeah, but then whenever you want to do anything, what do I say? That's fine. Anything. Surf on the weekend, pub.
Pub?
Yeah. Go do your plants, water your garden, mow the lawn.
I don't even. It's shit.
Clean the pool.
I need to do that.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. That's why it was the last one that I said. You probably go out there now and do it.
Training. Rain jacket.
Yeah, you'll do it. That's why they're better rain jackets. It'll shine.
Well, there's only so much time, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's do a round of questions on Instagram.
Round of questions.
Oh, God. What's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really have a fear.
Oh, my biggest fear is just anything I'm bringing to the kids. Like, what? I just don't know how I would cope. If that ever, like, that scenario.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, but that would be my biggest fear.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't thought about the fear thing because...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I haven't got any fear.
Yeah, not anything I bring to the kids.
Oh, no, yeah, but then when you think about it...
You're not fearing about it because you're not worrying about it.
Yeah.
You still feel like it's going to happen. Oh, aren't you just...
aren't you just...
Okay. What else is on here? How did you know that you were the right one for each other? Did you feel something?
First time I took your top off.
Oh, God. Definitely not PG. I feel like...
No, you don't know it straight away.
No, we knew when we broke up.
Yeah, you know
and
down
no
the
one
track.
Else was like as good as each other.
I don't know how the fuck people know straight away.
Yeah, well, just some people might just click and be like, yep, I don't know. But not for us. I think for me personally is when we broke up, I was like, yeah, okay. He was the one.
Oh, he was the
one.
The one
that got away.
I didn't get away. I just went away for a little bit.
Yeah, so did I.
I don't understand.
We broke up. I got away for a little bit.
Yeah.
You're the one who came back chasing me. When you first started YouTube, was Kurt a little skeptical?
Me?
Yeah.
I still am.
Yeah. Really?
No, I just said that because it sounded good.
Oh, okay.
No.
He was so skeptical. He was just like, are you... I remember the first
video.
No, it's
just a lot of fucking time for just making videos for other people. It's a lot of time.
But I liked it.
Yeah, I know, but it could have been...
No, but even the
place.
First video I put up, but now you can see it coming together. You can see what my picture was in my head.
Yes, but yeah.
But I remember the first video I put up, he's like, are you putting that on the internet? Like, me telling the story about Mila, and you're like, really? And I was like, don't you think I should? And you're like, nah. Do you remember that? He's nodding, he's saying yeah.
Yeah, and then you had a full cry to me.
Yeah, and I was like, you should just tell me to just do it if I want to do something. And I did it anyway. Like, I always do that. I'll ask you, and then you say no, and I'm like, oh, I'm still going to do it.
Yeah, but I was just making sure.
You just
sure.
didn't get it up as well. Like, you're like, why tell everyone?
Yeah, why tell everyone for, yeah.
Because to help other people.
I know, but at the time, I was like, there's just no reason.
Because no one else is doing it. It was out of the box for anyone we knew. Like, there was no one we personally knew that had a video on YouTube. So, yes, he was definitely skeptical at the start. Miller's growing up so quick. Do you ever wish you could go back and do it all over again?
Nah.
Neither. I feel like we did it pretty good. Like, first time, like, we definitely made some mistakes, but we learned from them for the second time.
Yeah, and it just, they're getting, she's got a new little...
Yeah, and I keep saying, parts, because I'm like, you know? I miss this. And he's like, I know, but how good is she, like, getting to? And I'm like, yeah, it's true. Like, the new thing she's learning, it's fun to watch.
Stop living in the past.
Oh, God. I can't get my partner to get off his phone once our son is asleep to have alone time. I would definitely recommend doing this in a nice manner, not getting angry, not saying, get off your fucking phone like you're about to say, Kurt. But I'd be like, hey, I really miss you. Do you reckon we could have like a night tonight that when we finish dinner, we can put our phones down and just like have a bit of conversation and then one thing lead to another thing to lead to another thing.
What's he doing with his
phone? Scrolling. What do you do with your phone when you lay in bed?
Yeah, but if that's like a...
If the opportunity's like not there.
That's like a last...
Yeah, I know, but she's just saying what her situation is. You can't ask, like, why is he doing that? He's doing it. How do you go around it? That's what I would do. I wouldn't be defensive like you're being. I wouldn't take Kurt's approach because he gets in trouble a lot of the time. I feel like I would just go, what's true? I would not go that way. I would just say, hey, I really miss you. How about after dinner tonight we put our phones down and just have some nice time, catch up? Because, yeah. Like, he won't get offended and he'll actually be, like, probably keen. Whereas if you're like, you're always on your fucking phone, put it down. Oh, you don't even love me anymore. We've all been there, but it doesn't work. Grossest thing you've done in front of one another?
I had a baby.
Yeah, I was about to say that too. That's the grossest thing I've ever had, like, done by far in front of you, to have a baby.
So
Kurt's done a poo in the toilet a few times when I've been in the shower. And that's pretty gross. Because it stinks too.
It's not that bad.
That is pretty bad, Kurt. I think a lot of people don't do that.
I bet you there's a lot of people that do.
Yeah.
Well, like the guy scrolling.
That's been you before. I wouldn't laugh. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, no, definitely for me it would be having a baby. It's the most hectic thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely by far. Oh, that is hectic.
One more?
No.
Somebody wrote favorite child.
What are they, 13?
No, they mustn't have kids because if you had kids, you'd know. They're so opposite, Miller and Lincoln too.
Yeah.
They're so, so, so different. They're not even comparable.
You have favorite child day to day.
Really?
If Lincoln's screaming in my ear,
yeah, okay.
I'd be like, ooh, I like Miller today.
I had a favorite child until Lincoln was born and then like... Yeah, no, they're just, I love them both in so many different ways. Like, they're so different and they're like the perfect match, like perfect balance. It's what we need. Like, if we had two Lincolns, it'd be like boring. If we had two Millers, it'd be hectic. Like, we need one Lincoln and one Miller. Perfect together. Ooh, no more walks on the beach or no more coffee shop stops. Easy. No coffee stop shops.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Save money too.
But still, yeah, but still, we do both of those on the regular.
Yeah, it's hard not to.
I know, it's so nice.
It'd be hard, actually. The worst thing about boxing
was
not going for beers and hot chips as the kids at the park.
Oh, yeah, it's Kurt's favourite things to do. Probably beers and hot chips would be harder for you than the no coffee shop stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kurt just, like, on his, because he usually has, like, one day off at the moment. He just, like, that's what he wants to do. Like, beers and chips at the pub.
Oh, how good are chips? How good are beers?
I'm not that big of a fan of either, but I'll eat them and I'll drink them.
But
hear Miller coughing, the poor thing, she's sick too. So guys, I think we're gonna wrap up today's here purely because we are recording this on the day today. We went to record it yesterday, but I was so sick yesterday and I'm so sick today, so good job for us for actually sitting down and getting this done.
Yeah, good on us.
Yeah, good on us.
Good on us.
How are you gonna end today's podcast, Kurt?
I think I've got it.
Okay.